Hey folks, it's Lou Taylor from your local Goodwill. I know April means spring cleaning, so I want to remind you all the stuff you no longer want around your house? Yeah, we don't want it either. You should see what people bring us. Used batteries? My best friend's wedding on DVD? A single shoe? The other day we got a rusty harmonica, which let me play blues as I sorted through ice trays. Oh, and thanks to whoever donated the half-empty lighter. They let me set everything else you left us on fire. For the last time, people, it's a donation bin, not a dumpster.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Why do I listen to you?
They got great banter.
I love bananas.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
You know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime.
Yeah, so my oldest daughter, she learned how to spell bananas from this song. Honest to God. Hi there. It is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Where else? Oh, yeah, Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, it's very simple. Very, very simple. You enable the skill, and you do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
And
she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just enable it one time. And you can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. If you just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can find the podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and just go to our website, Radio434.com. You'll find all the information. You'll find the Mike Show channel. Just click on it. You'll find a link to our podcasts. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. Wednesday Hump Day Edition. Thank you so much for joining us. On today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And we're going to be talking about bananas since it is National Banana Day. And then we've got our top list, top facts about bananas that sound true, but they're not. That's all on the way. If you are still making plans for the weekend, I have several suggestions for you, which are vitally important, to the success of your weekend. Here, let me look for the graphic here. I'm sorry, I'm ill prepared right at this moment. Let's find. They're all right here. I've got shortcuts. I love shortcuts. All right, boom. Let's check this out. We're going to present and share screen, and boom, and boom. All right. Radio 434, proud media sponsor of Sister Hazel at the Academy Center of the Arts. They're going to be playing the Warehouse Theater, and that takes place. Minus out that and do that, and we'll scroll down here. See more. I want to see more. Yes, and thank you for that. Thank you. Where's the times? Yes, we know how incredible they are. Okay. I'm ill prepared this morning, so my apologies. Sister Hazel hits the stage around 7:30 or so, and I think doors are at 6:30. Our opening act is Sarah Beck. Sarah's going to be joining, and if you didn't see and hear Sarah and her husband Park, who both are just incredible musicians. If you did not see them on the show earlier, go back to Monday's show, and you can watch them. You can listen to that segment. Sarah is going to be opening for Sister Hazel. We are going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live from the Yabby area of the Warehouse Theater, and we encourage you to join us. Now we have tickets that we're giving away to Sister Hazel and Sarah Beck at the Academy Center of the Arts. Your chance to win those tickets is today, all right? Maybe tomorrow, but that's it. Today, tomorrow, and they're probably all going to be gone, okay? Because this one is slated for a sellout. So get your tickets. And by the way, if you bought tickets and then you win tickets from me, I'll buy them back, okay? Now, let's get rid of that screen, and let's find our other event that's happening. What's happening? Hot stuff. So that is Sister Hazel is Friday night at the Academy Center of the Arts. Then Saturday, we have a... Nope, I want that one. We have a free... Did I say free? Yes, a free concert event and vendor event and food truck event. Okay, so we've got music, food, and vendors. That's a threefer. A threefer. That's why it's called Threefer Madness. You get music, you get food, and you get vendors. And the vendors are from the Love LYH, it's the punk rock flea market. Caleb does a great job curating those folks. And we're going to have all kinds of crafters and vendors on hand at Three Roads. It gets kicked off at 11 a.m. It is family friendly. And you're going to want to check out all the crafters. You're going to check out the crafters gallery. Food trucks will be on hand as well, as mentioned. Our first band hits the stage at noon. They are the Chapsticks, the Pincers, with Jason Dickerson. They hit the stage at 3:30. And then the Thrillbillies close things out for us at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 or until. We also have at Three Roads a special brew that we brewed specifically for this particular event. It happens on Saturday, 4:20. Is that Earth Day too? Let's see. When is Earth Day 2024? Nope, it's Monday. Monday, April 22nd. So no, but we can celebrate Earth Day as well with Three for Madness. We absolutely can. So, and just to be clear, number one, it is a free event. Okay, we are not charging admission to get into our free music and vendor festival. Other people might charge a lot of money for you to get into a place, but we are charging you absolutely, positively, zippo to get into the place. Live music, food, vendors, crafters, that's your threefer. And that that on camera, it looked like I did something. I had my had my hands in profile, and it looked like I was flipping everybody off. No, that's threefer madness. That's what the three, and it's a play on three roads. So there you go. That is Saturday all day long, 11 a.m. until. You're going to want to get down to Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. And did I mention it's free and it is family friendly? Okay. Coming up, we've got the top list. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is... I think we're... I didn't want that. What's happening here? All right, so I can't get down to the spots. Oh, there they are. They're finally moving. There we go. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Number 5. If you train your dog to poop pine cones, you'll never have to pick up after him. Number 4. Now here's an interesting fact. Bananas can help you fall asleep, but only if you mix them with Valium, codeine, and black market barbiturates. Number 3. Lemons can remove water spots from faucets, tubs, and deceased relatives. Number 2. Most people who drive Cadillacs with a longhorn skull on the hood are douchebags. And number 1. You can use baking soda as an exfoliant. You can also use it to freshen your laundry, balance your pH levels, whiten your teeth, and strengthen your marriage. I'm kidding. Now, that's beyond repair.
Thanks, Morgan. It's the Mike Show. Yep. All right, National Banana Day. So celebrate by enjoying this delicious berry. Yes, bananas are botanically berries because they grow from a flower with a single ovary, and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits.
See? So there you go.
Let's get the thingy. All right. In a recent poll on bananas, 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green. 29% of Americans. 6% prefer the bananas to be mostly green. I like the bananas to be mostly yellow. That's just me. And I'm in the 50% of people with no green or brown spots. Now, I will eat the brown bananas. Just didn't sound right. But I will. I'll eat the brown bananas. because they're, you know, they're fine. They're fine, and I don't want them to get thrown out because they're fine. Bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department and among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. They're behind bread, eggs, meat, milk, and coffee, but ahead of chips, juice, pasta, frozen foods, and yogurt. Okay. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Happy National Banana Day to celebrate the world's most popular fruit. How do you like them apples, apples? We present today's list. It's our top list today. Top fun facts about bananas that sound true, but are not. Okay.
So should we do the comic room
shot? Because it's not true, we could do... Yeah, we could do that. Okay, here we go. Number one, Larry the Cable Guy calls them bananers. I think he actually does. But these are top fun facts about bananas that sound true but aren't. The last person to find slipping on a banana peel funny died in 1927. Bananas at Trader Joe's are full of gravel. Top fun facts about bananas that are not true, by the way. Despite what you see on the box, nobody actually puts banana slices on top of the cereal. Except me. Yeah. Top fun facts about bananas that sound true but are not. Banana was the funniest sounding fruit until someone found the kumquat. Kumquat. Top fun facts about bananas. Let's go back to the comic ring shot. Top fun facts about bananas that sound true but are not. The members of Bananarama actually preferred grapes. Top fun facts about bananas that sound true but are not. Plantains are just bananas that Donald Trump doesn't want in our country. Top fun facts about bananas that sound true but are not. Even if a banana doesn't have a sticker, most grocery cashiers can identify it. And top fun facts about bananas that sound true but are not. People who used to carry a banana around in their pocket stopped after being mistaken one too many times for being happy to see someone. The Mike Show. My trusty banana. All right, coming up. We've got your news and your not headline news, and plus your chance to win Sister Hazel and Sarah Beck tickets. That is coming up this hour. Your chance to win those tickets. We got a pair of tickets for ye, Sister Hazel and Sarah Beck, playing at the Academy Center of the Arts Warehouse Theater, and that is this Friday. So you're not going to want to miss the show, and you're not going to want to miss winning tickets. And we thank everybody just tuning in right now. Stick around a while. You might like what you hear. Also coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Century.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. McDonald's officially began selling Krispy Kreme donuts. Your move, Ozempic. Pamela Anderson has joined the Naked Gun remake. Naked Gun, wasn't that the movie she was in with Tommy Lee? Ticketmaster is facing a federal antitrust lawsuit. And somehow Ticketmaster managed to add a service charge to the government for filing the lawsuit. And living alone can accelerate aging. In other news, Jennifer Aniston just turned 107. This is not headline news.
It is not. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. Thank you so much for hanging with us today. Your chance to win Sister Hazel tickets and Sarah Beck opening for Sister Hazel. That is coming up. The concert is coming up Friday at the Academy Center of the Arts. The contest to win. I said the concert or the contest. Take two. Because I'm not sure. And I don't want to do the playback. Take two. The concert is taking place on Friday at the Academy Center of the Arts in the Warehouse Theater. And you can visit academycenter.org for more information. But the contest to win is... Do I pull a Ryan Seacrest and say, coming up? No. No, we're going to do it now. All right. Now, I'm gonna give folks who are not yet VIPers the same opportunity as the VIPers who are listening right now. Text my name, Mike, to 85775. Just text Mike to 85775. Now, this is if you're not a VIP member. If you're already a VIP member and you got our text earlier that said, hey, we're going to be giving away these tickets, you got to listen and win. You don't have to do anything else except what I'll tell you at the end of this segment. Okay? So if you're already a VIP, if you've already texted Mike to 85775, if you already have our text that says you can win, don't do anything until the end of this segment, and then I'll tell you what to do. But I want to give some other folks the chance to become a VIP member so that they can catch up. Do you see how that goes? Okay. Real quick. Here, get rid of that thing on the screen and back that up. Back it up. Yeah, I don't want to do that, but let's do this one. We're talking about snacking. We're talking about bananas. So, are you a late-night snacker? Well, according to this, a whole lot of us have crumbs in our bed right now. A recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m., but that includes late dinners. And also in a new survey, 30% also describe themselves as late-night snackers. Bed is the preferred late-night snacking location for 44% of us, especially if you're young. 48% of adults under 25 said it's the number one place. Here are a few more stats from the poll. The top reasons we snack include hunger, and sometimes we're just bored, depressed. 66% of us usually snack alone, so late-night snacking is mostly a solo activity. I know other solo activities. Two-thirds also said they normally watch something while they eat. Most said TV, but also includes things like YouTube and TikTok. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty. 80% said they usually reach for something sweet. Just 20% said salty snacks. And then our top three favorite midnight snacks: cookies, ice cream, and chips. What, no bananas? All right. Coming up on the program, a little bit later on, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get really, really smart. But now, okay, so everybody from the beginning of the segment, you should be caught up by now. And let me check the VIP list. Yep, the VIP list has ticked up. So I believe that folks who are interested in winning those Sister Hazel tickets are now VIP members. Okay, so you have a text from me. It is on your phone from Radio 434. Just reply back. And I want you to reply the word of the day. No, I don't want you to spell out the word of the day. I want you to tell me what the word of the day is. And I'll give you that word of the day after these messages. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do you like that. I'm not going to do you like Ryan Seacrest. No. Today's word, the word of the day, is banana. Text banana back to me from the text that I sent you. Just hit reply, type in banana, send me the word. And then the first person that does that, you are the winner. Okay? You'll get a pair of Sister Hazel tickets. And Sarah Beck is opening for Sister Hazel, and that is this Friday at the Academy Center of the Arts. So good luck. VIPs, reply back, banana. And, okay, bonus, if you're not a VIP member, just reply banana in the comments if you're watching this on Facebook Live, or you can go to at the Mike Show VA and find this video. It's our not headline news video, and you can reply banana, and you'll be in the running to win another pair of tickets. All right, data and messaging rates may apply. It is the Mike Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, even later, we're going to make you even more smarter, and then we're going to get you stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Check Lynchburg first. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the Vatican once sent an investigator to determine if the rumor about Shirley Temple being a 30-year-old child with, or a 30-year-old with dwarfism rather than a child, was true. They sent an investigator to see if it was true. Father Massante went to visit Shirley and discovered that she was, in fact, a child. Number two, every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with a special mud from New Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game. Number three, Italy, Germany, and England.
Hello!
There they are. call syphilis French disease. Russia calls it Polish disease. Poland calls it German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it Spanish disease. And Turkey calls it Christian disease. Wow. Number four. The screenwriter who wrote Castaway spent a week alone on a deserted island for research. A volleyball actually washed up on shore, and that's where he got the idea for Wilson. And then number five. The first woman to get a PhD in the United States, her name was Helen McGill White. She got a doctorate in Greek from Boston University in 1877. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on this happy hump day. Spend it with someone you like. Coming up, I've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg. First.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Maybe some comedy. Who knows? You never know what to expect. You never know what I'll put in your ear. A new study shows that over 40% of Americans don't know what a 401k is. I smell a Gen Z game show.
Welcome to another episode of What's a 401k?
I think it's a drug from the 1990s.
It's how you pay for an Uber.
401k is a really, really long foot race.
The number of calories in a keto meal.
In baseball, it's a crapload of strikeouts.
Dude, 401k is when you're too stoned to remember 420.
This has been another episode of What's a 401k?
I don't know. All right, let's go to viral videos. Men, listen up. A woman on TikTok posted her opinion on male birds. Clearly. She's not clear on how nature works.
Male birds, please stop being so weird to female birds. Everybody wants to get laid, but you're being such freaks. The cooing and the parading, she's so clearly not into you. I saw a female sparrow the other day being heckled by 9 male sparrows. I'm like, I'm glad I'm here. I'm breaking up the crime. I'm like, leave her alone. Like, all right, great. You have a bright color. That's very nice. Cool. But you don't need to do the dancing and the songs and the sticking out your neck. If you're a male bird out there, get normal, please.
Richard Lewis's final words to cast and crew when Curb Your Enthusiasm wrapped up, we have that somebody was on the set during the final scene and posted what Richard Lewis said to Larry David, the cast and the crew. And here, this was posted by a writer and podcaster named Jimmy Triana. So here, listen.
All right. That's a wrap on the funniest show ever.
Larry David has treated me like a god, and all of you have. And this is the greatest experience of my career, and I love each and every one of you. I'm honored to be working with arguably the greatest sitcom writer in the last two centuries. And God bless all of you. And thanks for being so smooth to me.
Wow. Okay. Maybe. We're going to save these two for stupid criminals. It is National Banana Day.
Go, bananas, go, go, bananas, there you go. Bananas, go, go, bananas.
Yeah. It's a little song to help you celebrate. Drew Barrymore posted a video cleaning out her drawers, or kitchen drawers, that is. Is she expecting someone to edit this video? Is she always happy? Does her kitchen appear very small? Let's discuss.
It's spring cleaning, everybody. Look at that now empty drawer. I'm cleaning. Spring cleaning. Edit. Spring cleaning.
I don't know. Let's see. What is this? If the Beatles documentary Get Back wasn't enough for you, it wasn't for director Peter Jackson either. He restored their 1970 film Let It Be, and it will stream on Disney Plus beginning May 8th. Here, listen.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be.
It's the first time the film has been available to watch in 50 years. Where's our music? There we go. Hopefully that portion of Audio Vault won't be muted. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to a comedian? Yes, we are. Since it is National Banana Day, here's comedian Lynn Copelitz on how women are like bananas.
I'm really getting old. I used to be, you said, oh, you're so young and sad. Look at you. She's so sweet and beautiful. How old are you?
27.
Oh, you giggled because you're at the end of young. It's so sad. It's the end of young. Are you white? You're a white girl? Let me tell you why. Because white women, we age like bananas. Because you're a little green banana till you're in your 30s. You're a green banana. Anything is possible. Then in your 30s, you're ripe. That's why boys listen to Auntie Lynn. If you're dating a woman in her 30s, a white woman, and you feel like she's trying to trap you, that's because that b- is trying to trap you. She knows she's ripe. You gotta peel the banana. We gotta go, 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 go. Before there's a bruise. Have you ever seen a bruised banana? For as long as it takes us to ripen, we rot that fast. Once there's a bruise on the banana, what do you have? You have like 3 days before it's not even recognizable. People are walking by the kitchen. What's on top of the refrigerator? The dog keeps barking at it. It don't look right.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
an advanced practice provider, is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A 35-year-old man named Antonio Rosario was arrested after he flew into an unhinged rage at a Dunkin' in New York City. A while back, a worker called 911 and explained that it started when Antonio demanded 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5 to sell. They told him there's nothing they could do, but he wasn't having that. The worker said he screamed in our face telling us, "You're gonna effing make it." At one point, Antonio stormed out and then came back with a gun. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Police showed up and arrested him, and he did have a loaded semi-automatic weapon on him. He's facing up to 7 years in prison, partially because he's a convicted felon who is not allowed to have a gun. He's already served time twice before, once for attempted murder. He just pleaded guilty but won't be sentenced until July. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, a suspicious package. I said a suspicious package. Yeah. Was delivered to a Canadian government building in Ontario. Ontario. Well, it turned out to be powdered gravy. Apparently, people on the TikTok and the Twitter have been posting Ontario Premier Doug Ford's address online and urging people to send him packets of gravy. Why? One of his slogans is to stop the gravy train. Oh, I get it. Here's one of those videos urging people to send him some gravy.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford, pictured here sharing his family slogan, "Stop the Gravy Train," is a big fan of the gravy train. As the recent release of the Sunshine List shows that he has over 48 people in his office making $6.9 million between them. This just happens to be the publicly available mailing address for Doug Ford. And as this individual from Twitter has said, not saying you should send him packets of gravy, just saying you could.
You could. All right, an elephant was running loose in Butte, Montana yesterday after it temporarily escaped. I'm glad it temporarily escaped. It escaped temporarily, okay, from a traveling circus that's in town. Here's a quick clip from someone witnessing the escape.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God. Only in Butte. The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Oh, yikes. All right, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A minor league hockey team in Cleveland honored Andrew Podolak, okay, this weekend for saving a kid from a stray puck. It happened at a Cleveland Monsters game last Thursday. Here's Andrew and the kid's mom, Asia, talking about what had happened.
I just saw it was like wobbling and whatnot, so I was like, oh God, the first thing I got to do, first instinct, is protect the kid, jump in front of it. I just kind of went off to the side, and it actually hit me like on the inside of the hand right here.
And after he caught the puck, he told me that the empty seat next to him was his seat too. If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
And there you go. That is the good news. The kid got to drop the ceremonial puck at a recent game with his mom and Andrew standing next to him on the ice. With his mom and Andrew standing next to him on the ice. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Their 5K on the runway. Do they still have spaces left? Let's double check. Sorry, as we check into this, because I don't want to run an ad for them if they're sold out. So hold, please. United Way 5K on the runway. Waiting. No information there. So let's just go to their website. United of Central Virginia. Now let's go to their Facebook page. All right, according to the United Way of Central Virginia's Facebook page, as of 38 minutes ago, at the time of this taping, there are only 30 spots left. Imagine running on a real airport runway, legally. Don't miss this unique experience. Sign up now to secure your spot. Registration includes a t-shirt, which is a really cool t-shirt, a sweatband, because they're doing this retro 70s thing, swag bag, and a free beer at the after party in the Banker Aviation Hangar. Bring a non-runner friend for just $5 as a spectator when you sign up for the United Way 5K on the runway. They also need energetic volunteers to be court marshals. No, course marshals, race marshals. You can learn more if you go to uwrunway5k.org. But here, let's play their spot. And you can learn more.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th Annual 5K on the Runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m., this flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right. Let's see. Well, no, let's back it up. Let's do this one first. Because let's go in chronological order here. And we'll share the screen, and boom. Okay, you can join us this Friday as Sister Hazel comes to town. They're going to be at the Academy Center of the Arts in the Warehouse Theater. Sarah Beck
fan favorite, opens the show. She was just delightful. Sister Hazel, no slackers themselves. If you want to check out Sarah's performance, she was on the show on Monday. So go back through our timeline and you can watch that performance. But you can see her live along with her husband, Park, accompanying. They're going to be at the Academy Center of the Arts on Friday. Get your tickets at academycenter.org, or you can win tickets from me. And how do you do that? Well, the first thing that you can do is just text my name, Mike, to 85775. See, it's right there. Text Mike to 85775. Become a VIP member. And that's it. And then we are tomorrow going to be sending you out a reminder. And we want you to listen live. We've got the word of the day for tomorrow. If you share that word of the day, if you're the first person to text us back or to message us on our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA, you will win a pair of Sister Hazel tickets. And then let's get rid of this screen and we'll go minimize that. We'll get rid of that and back that out. And then we'll go to this screen. You can join us on Saturday. See, I've got your weekend. I got your weekend planned for you, starting Friday night. Here's your Saturday. Join us at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, all day long on Saturday. It starts at 11 a.m. It's called Threefer Madness. Yes, it's on 420. It is a free concert event. We've got three bands plus all kinds of crafters and vendors that'll be on site. We've got food trucks on site. It is absolutely, positively free. There's no admission cost. You don't have to buy tickets. You don't have to do any of that. And it is family friendly. So you can bring the littles. You can bring everyone out to Three Roads and enjoy a free concert event. We will not charge you one dime admission. Not at all. Not like some of those other people doing festivals. Nope. We are free. And the reason we call it Threefer Madness, well, it's a play on words because it is 420. But here's your threefer. We got, let's see, we've got music. Okay, we got free music. We've got three bands. We've got food trucks, and we got vendors. Okay, that's your music, food, vendors. That's your threefer. It's Threefer Madness at Three Roads Brewing, 11 a.m. until the Chapsticks hit the stage at noon, the Pincers at 3:30, and then the Thrillbillies at 7 o'clock. All free, 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 free. Won't cost you a dime. Nope. Absolutely not. We want you to enjoy free music and hang out with us. We've got the Love, L-Y-H. It's the punk rock flea market. They're going to be on site from 11 o'clock. Again, food trucks, music. What else? What else can we do for you? And I'll be your MC and there with games and prizes. Radio 434 will be broadcasting live. So come on out and have an incredible time with us at Three Roads this Saturday for a free, 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 free concert event. All right. Well, that is it. That is the show. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?